Jacksonville port officials are clamoring for approval of two very expensive projects, the deepening of the St. John's River and a new rail line on the city's north side. Larger ships and more trains would allow it to move more cargo faster, all of which proponents say would help Jacksonville compete economically. But the projects have a total estimated cost of close to $1 billion, and Representative Ray wants to ensure there's more state money in the pot.
We want to make sure that we continue to invest in things utilizing our transportation system. We want to continue to invest back into our ports and things that support stable work environments for good paying jobs.
Ray wants to take some of the tax revenue of an auto tag increase and dedicate up to $150 million for ports and freight. Jacksonville would have to share the funding with Miami and Tampa ports, and state officials would decide which cities get projects funded. Brian Bank, WJCT News.